Foley. Ray Foley.
Giggity-giggity-goo, how you doing?
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. Honestly, it's like they set their watch for when we start on air. The engineers go, oh, now's the time to fix the studio. He's standing out there now. Look at him. God love him. Yeah. Is your mic even on?
No.
Hey, Gav, do you want to come in?
Come on,
we can discuss it. The nation wants to know. All right, what have I got for you? What mic are you on, JP?
The one in the corner.
Oh, perfect. So not our mic set.
It could be. Oh, hey, there you go.
It's on my profile.
Hi.
Nothing's mapped the same way.
How you doing?
Which is the opposite of what we asked for. So my mic sounds dreadful. So I'm over here.
Cool.
I'll turn you down a bit then to try and balance. Now you're too low. Hello.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's too low. Why can't we just go back to our own studio again? Because, you know, reasons. What have I got for you? Gwyneth Paltrow. Have you heard of her?
The actress, yes.
She's in court at the moment. She's been sued by a man that she was skiing down a hill and she skied into him. And he's suing her for, like, loss of earnings and damages. And because he was injured by the skiing by Gwyneth. So he wants a bit of ching ching.
Oh, yeah. He's got a payday in mind.
Yeah. So she's been given evidence. Someone sent me this last night. She's been giving evidence. She's taken to the stand. This is only a tiny bit clip, by the way, but it's worth hearing from to get an insight into how the other half live.
Right. Is this in her defense then?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, because I suppose we need to get an insight. You know, like, it's all about this guy who's been injured by her. But there's two sides to every story.
Is there? Okay.
And we need to ask Gwyneth, how was she impacted? In what way was she affected negatively by the incident where she skied into somebody else and hurt him? Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yes.
Right. Oh, that's a good comeback, isn't it?
That's big.
First world problem.
It's like the man can't walk, Gwyneth. But how did it affect you?
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
All right, well. Sophie Ellis Bextor and Murder on the Dance Floor, Today FM. Do you hear that echo now?
Yeah.
But when I turn it off there, I sound final. I sound like a DJ again. Sophie Ellis Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, Today FM, playing the music you love. Hi, I'm Ray. JP's over there.
I'm over here.
Yeah. So we're just going to leave JP's mic off so I sound like a DJ.
That's cool.
Hey, JP, did you have a good afternoon yesterday afternoon after the show?
Really had a great afternoon yesterday.
Cool, loving it. I love tech bits on air. The gang's all here.
Hell!
You want to text or WhatsApp 0874? See, now his mic is open again. It's all echo.
Yeah. I just need to shut the hell up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you sound great, though, while it's on.
Thank you.
Let me tinker. Hang on. I'll turn you down just another shade. See, I'm at minus two now, Gavin. JP's right. At minus four.
Go on. Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi. That's
about.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Ooh.
There's still a bit of an off. Can you hear that echo in the background? It's toilety. It's like the ensuite of the master bedroom. Do you know that kind of a way?
Ray, some people would say that in the same way that Gwyneth Paltrow was complaining about losing a day skiing, you complaining about the quality of the mics is also a first world problem.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
You and Gwenny, you can empathize.
And Celia, me and Gwenny. I'm going to put him down to minus 5.5. How's that sounding now? Radio.
Hi. Testing.
Is he too low now, Gav?
Hi. I'm okay
right
with
now?
That. I'm okay with
I
that.
I think we're okay now.
Yeah, it's fine.
We can do radio.
Radio.
All right, good afternoon. Ray in the afternoon. Let's do this thing. Sad news about Paul O'Grady. Woke up this morning, looked at Twitter, and all over Twitter, all over social media, the sad news that Paul O'Grady, Lily Savage, died last night. His husband announced that he died. He was only in his 60s. He was a fairly young man. And he was quite fine. I wasn't particularly... He seemed charming and nice and hugely into dogs. And I'm a dog person myself. I wasn't particularly into him as a real person, as Paul O'Grady. But he is a real person. But the character Lily Savage used to always make me laugh.
I did a bit of a U-turn on Paul O'Grady. I wasn't that keen on Lily Savage, But when I heard him on BBC's radio show at the week, radio at the weekends, he was really, really likable. It was a very easy listen.
I just sad news to see it this morning. I saw it this morning. My alarm goes off at 6:30. And then I have a look at the socials. I don't get out of bed till about 7:05, but the alarm goes off at 6:30. And I've always sort of prided myself on that, because it's the only time I get to see my babies now that we're working this shift. I never see them. I get in about 6:00 in the evening. It's nearly time for bed then. So my alarm goes off at 6:30. And I'm like I say, I'm proud. I'm proud of being an early bird. I'm proud of catching an early worm, right? I'm like, look at me, 6:30 getting up at this hour of the morning, like the rest of the world is asleep. I'm up and awake. I'm seizing the day, JP. I'm carpe in the diem. Next thing, I'll start looking at the times that people start. Because he was obviously mixed in celeb circles. And celebs then, English celebs, were all paying tribute to him, saying how funny he was.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Do you know what time half of these people were putting up the tweets
out? I'm going to guess earlier than you.
This is great, before 6:30.
Whoa.
Lorraine Kelly this morning.
Yeah.
She was up at 4:11, putting it on Twitter.
But you see, Lorraine is a veteran of breakfast TV.
But
so she gets up early anyway.
She's not on breakfast telly, though. She's not on till 9 or something. Mm. She had such sad news. Paul O'Grady, funny, fearless, brave, kind and wise. At 3:49 a.m.
Now that's carpeing the DM.
I'm thinking maybe I need to. And she looks fantastic. Mm. Martin Lewis, the money guy on Good Morning Britain. He had it at 4:41 a.m. Shocked and saddened. Hashtag RIP Paul O'Grady. 4:40. Now in fairness, he was working this morning. He was in the studios. Again, I was like, what am I doing with my life? Now, Les Dennis, he had no reason to be up.
Les Dennis, okay, and he's not a young man.
Les Dennis.
Yeah.
At 6:12 a.m. this morning, Les Dennis was tweeting about Paul O'Grady.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, Paul, go back to bed. You're putting the rest of us to shame. Vernon Kay.
Now, all right. Well, Vernon Kay, now, he did work on BBC Radio. So he would.
He's after landing the big gig, the Ken Bruce gig, actually.
Well, there you go.
Ridiculous. Anyway, he was tweeting at 6:30 this morning. Oof. He was like, oi, oi, Tess.
Tess Daly's in the bed beside him. He said, put the phone away, Vernon, yeah?
Put the phone away, Vernon.
That is a perfect Tess Daly impression. Yeah.
John Barrowman, 6:25. Carol Vorderman was tweeting at 6:11 this morning, wow. At 5:49. It's like, guys, you're all celebrities. Go back to bed.
Oh, this is a tune.
Thanks.
You didn't write it.
I'll do the roll call after Jimmy Eat World. This is The Middle. You're on Today FM. Liz, I'm feeling good as hell. Do you know what? We bloody are. It's Wednesday. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call. JP.
On show.
Hello, darling. 0874-100-102 on show, Ray. I'm feeling good today because, by the way, roll call. I'm feeling good today because a kind lady at the checkout let me go ahead because I was only buying a wrap and she had a full shopping from Dara. Love the show. Hey. And I love the show and kind shoppers. Dara, good to have you. Can I ask, or can I make an assumption? Was it a Lidl or an Aldi? There's something about the Lidl and Aldi shopping experience or queuing at the checkout experience that brings out the camaraderie, I suppose, the unity in us Irish against them Germans.
Is that what it is?
Okay. I don't know what it is, but like, you'd never get it in a Tesco or a Dunn's or a Super Quinn or a Super Value that someone would say to you, here, you go on, or a Landis, you go on ahead of me there. No one ever does it in those circumstances. But in a Lidl or Aldi, you're nearly, if you've only got a couple of items, you're nearly guaranteed to have someone ahead of you to go, yeah, you go on ahead there.
Are you saying that the average Aldi and Lidl shopper, which I am, is less entitled than a shopper at the other outlet?
It could be that. Or I have a feeling it could be the pressure. You know, the situation that you always have at these German retailers where it's like, oh, I don't have me shopping. It's like everyone's getting stressed, everyone's getting worked up. That everyone's in a situation where it's like, it's no longer every man for himself. We've become more of a group mentality.
You've never seen Irish people move faster than when you hear, checkout number 3 is opening soon.
That's correct. Anyway, to the kind lady at the checkout who let Dara go ahead with his rap, kudos. lady, kind lady. I didn't have that experience. I was over in... It's called a new... It's a news agent, but it sells mostly off-license.
Right.
I was over buying me Cokes. That explains it.
Oh, they sell Coke that's mixed with something already, did it, in the can? Is that where you're over
there?
No,
I was buying me Coke Zero. I beg your pardon.
Okay.
I'm
can I check the ABV on that Coke Zero, Ray?
I'll get it out for you now, because it's in me bag. The cheek of you. There it is.
It does look very much like an ordinary bottle or can that's, of Coke
it's
Zero.
It's me show
yeah.
Coke Zero. I went in to buy it.
All right.
20 minutes ago, half an hour ago.
Okay.
45 minutes ago.
If we take that to the lab, it'll pass the test.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Never before the show, JP. You know my rules. So I'm in the off-license news agents or whatever they call themselves over, just over around the corner. And just ahead of me, I'm only like this in my hand, one Coke Zero, a single Coke Zero. And just ahead of me, there was a couple, middle-aged couple, buying 12 cans of beer individually.
Oh, no.
What? So we had to blip the meat. I don't know what the story was. They had a basket and each can was going in individually. And before they got to the front, I thought I was giving them the like, well, you know, just a one. I was giving them the, yeah, you know. But because it wasn't an Aldi or a Lidl, they didn't bother their backsides offering.
Disgraceful.
Very disappointing. So I needed to wait while they blipped in 12 cans so I could get me one Coke Zero. Hi, Ray and JP, Josh, August, Mom on show, on the road to Dublin, on the road, on road trip to Dublin from Cork, munching on a pack of Jersey creams. Happy days, love the show, hey! On show, Ray, it's day two of my social media fast. Last night I didn't pick up the phone and I read 50 pages of my book, Yay Me, from Sophia. Sophia, I forgot about you. Do I need to do more social media for you? Well,
no.
Paul O'Grady has died, sadly, and a number of celebrities have paid tribute. Carol Vorderman, Les Dennis, and Lorraine off Lorraine. What else?
On a especially sad day already, also, Sophia, spare a thought for Gwyneth Paltrow, who lost a day of skiing.
She lost a day of skiing, yeah. Sophia. You probably would have seen that if you were on social media. She crashed into someone.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
She lost half a day of skiing, not a full day, yeah.
Okay.
Amazon have their spring sale. That's the ad for you there. And Dearing Gary's on holidays.
She's always on there.
She's still
yeah.
on holidays. She's full time at this stage. And on show rate, day two of my... Oh, sorry. On show rate, tragically, I've taken it upon myself to track your show numbers. Today is number 224. We stopped saying the numbers. What is the day?
224 sounds right, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it's soft launch day 224.
Thank you. Ray Foley.
Today is 224, which in angel numbers means success. Wow. I just Googled 224 and that came up from Sorka. Sorka, thanks for turning us on. We appreciate the business. Taylor Swift next. Music you love. It's Ray Foley and JP's there as well. 0874-100-102. Yeah, we're talking about Aldi and Lidl a couple of minutes ago. I was saying, if you're in Aldi or Lidl, and you've only got one item and the person in front of you has a big shop, generally they let you go ahead of you, whereas in other supermarkets they don't. I was wondering, is it a German thing or is it the pressure of the German supermarket that they're putting us under this pressure and it's like, no, we're all in this together and we let someone in ahead of us. We're all already stressed out. Sarah says, Ray, Tesco and Dunn's have self-service machines. Aldi and Lidl don't. That's why people let others go ahead of them, from Sarah. Oh, I suppose if you're only getting one item, you'll go to the self-service, whereas if you're getting a big weekly shop, you'll go to the one of the other ones. Okay.
On that, Sarah, Lidl definitely do have, some outlets do have self-service checkouts.
I ain't never been in a Lidl.
It's true.
Have you ever been to the self-service in Deals? I've talked about this before. Did I hear about this before?
No.
The self-service in Deals has Elvis as the voice, or an Elvis impersonator as the voice.
Uh-huh.
It says, thank you very much. It's amazing.
All right.
For no apparent reason. And Sue in Leitrim said, oh, it's the Germans you're after today, is it, Ray? This is following on from insulting the French. It was only for the day that was in. It was only on the Monday. I was insulting the French. And then Cormac texted, first to Latvia, then the French, now the Germans. Wrong country to pick a fight with, Ray, from Cormac. Well, as we've seen throughout the Ukraine conflict, the Germans haven't been much use. I mean, if I'm going to have a problem picking a fight with anyone, it's going to be the Russians.
Avoid the Russians, please, Ray.
Don't pick a fight with the Russians. They're a problem. They're a problem. Sorry to any Russians listening. yesterday we were talking about ChatGPT, right? And we tried to get it going, and I put in my, it has this thing on the ChatGPT. By the way, if you don't know what it is, it's an AI, artificial intelligence, that writes out text for you or essays for you. You give it the parameters of what to write about, and it tells you, it writes it for you then. So if you say, write 500 words on whatever, it'll write it up for you. You don't need to do it yourself. We tried to get it going yesterday, it won't work. And because it was under so much pressure, they said, once it's up and running again, put in your email address and we'll email you and let you know it's working. So this morning I got an email saying, hey, if you want to use it now, our servers are ready to go.
Oh, that's good.
So I had it write an apology to the Latvians.
Oh, we've used it. Oh, good.
I did a few different ones. Hang on, let me go and get it for you. I saved them for you. This is, we were talking to Carl from the Irish Times yesterday. It's mind-blowing.
Is it mind-blowing good, Ray, or mind-blowing scary?
Here we go. Write an apology to the people of France for calling them scum ahead of the football match on Monday night, right?
So this is what you put into ChatGPT.
Yeah, and then it kind of gave me a fairly generic apology. So it then suggested, do you want to be more specific? So I said, okay, and I put this into it. I am Irish. On Monday night, Ireland were playing against France in a football match. As a joke, on Monday afternoon, I described the people of France as garlic gobbling, cheese chewing, snail snaffling, frog frying scum.
Sorry about that.
Write me an apology to the people of France. Do you want to hear
That's very specific. Okay.
This is what the computer came back with.
Right.
Dear people of France, I'm writing this letter to offer my deepest apologies for the offensive and derogatory comments that I made about the people of France ahead of the football match on Monday night. My words were insensitive, disrespectful and inappropriate, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I know that my comments are hurtful and offensive, and I understand the impact they have had on the people of France. Like, all of them.
As a nation, yeah.
It was never my intention to insult or demean anyone, but that is exactly what I did, and for that I am truly sorry. I realise that France is a country with a rich cultural heritage and a history of excellence in many fields, including football. To call the people of France scum and to make derogatory remarks about their cuisine was an egregious mistake on my part, and I'm deeply ashamed of myself for having done so. As an Irish person, I know how important football is to both our nations. And I understand that emotions can run high in the lead up to such an important game. However, that does not excuse the harm that my words may have caused, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I want to make it clear that I do not believe the hurtful words I used to describe the people of France. On the contrary, I've always held your country in high regard and have great respect for your culture, history and people. My comments were intended as a joke, but that is no excuse for my behaviour. I should have chosen my words more carefully, and I should have been more considerate of the feelings of others. I know that I've a long way to go to earn back your trust and respect, but I want you to know that I'm committed to doing so. I'll work hard to become a better person, and I hope that we can put this behind us and move forward in a spirit of respect, understanding and unity.
Can we give AI Ray a contract? I like that guy.
You want to work with AI me instead?
I like Ray. That's way better, yeah.
So then while I was at it, I did write a 500-word apology to the people of Latvia for confusing them with Lithuania. Dear people of Latvia, I'm writing to offer my most sincere apologies for the mistake I made in confusing Latvia with Lithuania. My comments were insensitive and thoughtless, and I understand that they've caused offence and hurt to the people of Latvia. I want to start by acknowledging that Latvia and Lithuania are two distinct countries with their own unique cultures, histories and traditions. As a public figure, I have a responsibility to be accurate and well-informed, and I failed to meet that responsibility when I made my comments. In fairness, I fail to meet that responsibility on a daily basis.
Ray Foley.
And yet here we are, every day between 2:30 and 4:30. It's mind-blowing, this thing. I'm playing with it all day. It's insane. Like Florence and the Machine next. How's your sounding great? Eat You Young on Today FM. You play the music you love. Earning an afternoon. And yeah, on ChatGPT, it sounds absolutely insane. The future was yesterday. Mm. It's unbelievable, ChatGPT. It printed out my apology to the French to... And again, me and the French are cool now. We're fine because we're not playing them.
Well, some people would say that outsourcing your apology to a nation, to a robot, is insincere, Ray.
It might seem somewhat disingenuous.
Yeah.
Jay's right. Politicians have been using that program for years by the sounds of it. By the way, love the show. Hey, from Paul. And Ray, that sounds like more of your, that sounds like more like your legal team from Wes. It was quite an official sounding apology. But it's the only kind of apology you're going to get off me. Megan Trainor, Major Look. Today FM, playing the music you love. This is Today FM. A very good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. Saying good afternoon to JP this afternoon.
Good afternoon,
good
to
afternoon,
you,
JP. We've been messing about with ChatGPT. This is mind-blowing. JP's also left a beloved, one of the nation's most beloved actors, outside, just in the doorway of the studio here.
Shall I fetch the actor?
Go bring one of the of Ireland's most beloved actors
in.
I do
like the beloved ones, yeah.
Well, I give him, yeah, we didn't want any of the hated actors, yeah. Dinora's Niamh from Fair City. She's gone on to be a star of stage and screen. And joining us in the studio is the one and only Clelia Murphy is here. Hello, come over to that microphone there.
Celia Murphy's in the house.
Celia, good to see you.
I have my phone on and everything, taking off your backpack.
Yeah, well, just put the phone on silent, you can leave it on if you like.
Oh, I'll do a few TikToks over here.
Yeah, dude, let's take
it. How are we?
Good, yeah, how are you?
Great, you look great.
Will you stop?
I've put on at least a stone
since I started back here.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's just the way.
It's COVID.
When you reach my age, you just let it go. And this is my bread and butter now, the radio again. So
yeah,
you can look.
Well,
like,
you're lucky that I have makeup on today, because normally I'd come in rocking with nothing on.
You look fabulous.
I mean, I'd be clad. I'd be clothed. But I never wear makeup in real life.
But
you know what?
What?
I'm pudding as well at the moment, and I've never been happier.
That's it. Do you know what? You need to be proud of your your own skin. But you look fabulous.
Bless you. I don't. But thank you, very much.
Come here. You were in America.
We were over in New York. Yeah. For can you say the word?
What?
Conversations after sex. Can you say sex?
The show is called Conversations
After Sex.
This is a mind-boggling concept to me. Do people have conversations after sex?
We chat.
Who do? Women do.
Chit-chats.
They just call their friends.
Stop talking.
They just ring their friends.
Guess what I just did? I'm Guess who? We get another WhatsApp group. Get a WhatsApp. Get onto the WhatsApp.
Wait, let me ring your mother.
He's asleep here beside me. I'm gonna ring Mammy.
I sent you a photograph.
Yeah, who am I gonna talk to now? Sure, look. Oh, get onto the community WhatsApp group. Guess what, guys? Bins goes out tonight, and
the neighborhood WhatsApp group.
There's a fella loitering down the end of the street.
That's not the show, though.
That's not the show. The show is written by the brilliant Mark O'Halloran, starring the fantastic Fionnuala Lonsdale and Kate Stanley Brennan, whose mother I worked with for 22 years in Fair City, Martina Stanley.
Wow. How long were you in Fair City?
22 years.
For the whole time, the whole run, you worked together?
Well, I was kind of, when I got pregnant, they wrote me out for a year, and then they wrote me back in.
Right, and
I can tell you in hindsight I did 22 years in Fair City, but it was never a thing that you kind of, I didn't plan it.
But it was a day by day thing, or week by week, or year by year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But going back to the current job,
yeah.
Conversations After Sex,
so,
we're over in New York in the Irish Arts Centre for the last 4 weeks, and we're going on tour.
So you did 4 weeks in New York, and you're going to be going around Ireland then
We're going around Ireland now. This is where I have to look at my phone, because I'm at that age.
Pluggy. We're doing plugs?
Can we plug? Yeah.
Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes a plug.
Here's a plug.
Today FM, plug coming up.
Thank you very much. Log on to thisispopbaby.com.
Right.
We're going to The Project. We're going to The Mermaid. We're going to Galway. We're going to Drogheda, and we're going to Ennis, the Glory in Ennis.
And what's a conversation after sex like? Can you give us some insight into that?
I can. It's one woman's journey. She's figuring out her present life through these conversations with various partners.
Okay. And the rest.
And the rest
is
and I pop in. Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, because it's such a well-written piece that if you give too much away...
Well, then who's going to go to it then?
Well, people love spoilers, but this is one that I think just go watch it, see it. It's for a mature audience.
You won't be bringing the kids along to the matinee.
You'd have interesting conversations afterwards.
Yeah, probably. And they're worth having. Absolutely.
Once you have the conversation, you have a solution. But yeah, no, it's some of the best writing I've ever come across.
Tell me about living in New York for a month.
It's a bit like Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 2, the slime everywhere.
I was waiting for the evil to come up through the kind of the grills.
Yeah.
New York, I think, is still recovering from... I mean, New York people are great, but I think it's still recovering from COVID.
Right, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah, and now you can buy blow everywhere now, so there's a kind of a bang of blow and rubbish everywhere.
Right, because they've legalised it.
They've legalised it.
Right, okay.
No, that's in... We were in Midtown. We were in, like, 42nd Street. We were in the middle of... Wah.
Right, yeah.
You know? But the Arch Arson, it's a little bit further out. It's on like 11. Look at me talking like I know.
You've
where
got
I
it.
Was.
You came back 5 minutes over
lost.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic. but it's New York is it's different to how I remembered it 20 million years ago when I went over last time.
Really? Like, oh, sorry. Is that me? Sorry.
No, that wasn't me.
That was me. No, it was me in Phoenix. I've been messing about with ChatGPT here.
What? This is amazing. I don't know what that means. Say that again.
It's an AI thing, right? I said some truly horrific things about various different nations earlier in the week, right? And I've been forced to apologise.
He's on his Refoli apology tour.
I'm on the cusp. I'm on the cusp daily of a cancellation, Clelia. This is just another day of it.
I went
for the Albanians.
The people can hear you. Is that what's going on?
This is how I'm still in work. Because if I ever gave it any thought, I'd be gone. I'd seize up, Clelia.
It started with Latvia.
The Latvians.
Then the Lithuanians were dragged in.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then we moved on to the French.
Why?
Well, we were playing them in football. So I started slang. I called them some pretty unparliamentary language.
Okay.
I used.
Because of the football.
Oh yeah, because I'm a massive football fan.
Are you? So who do you support?
Ireland.
Oh, you're going straight to hell. That'd be like me saying, "We're amazing in that." That's it.
That's it. So I was just kind of, I said some things I shouldn't have said, and there were complaints. And this ChatGPT thing, what you do is it's a robot,
right.
And you tell it that you give it the parameters of what you wanted to write, and then it wrote me the apologies to the various nations. I put in a thing a minute ago.
But hold on. You know people can hear you right now.
Yeah.
So they know now that you didn't write your own apology.
We've already discussed the insincerity of the apology, yeah.
Yeah,
but that's not even insincere. I'm
just ticking boxes.
Okay, sorry.
The box has been ticked.
Again, I'm going to point out, people can hear you right now.
Very few. This is the dip in the schedule, in the listening schedule.
Thanks for inviting me into this one.
Well, actually, do you know what? You're the peak.
Oh my God,
You're giving us an afternoon peak.
But I'm your flotation device or else I'm going to be your anchor. Great, fantastic.
Have a look at this, though. I said,
Can I get up and look around?
I'll read them to you.
Oh, sorry.
Give me some things to talk to Clelia Murphy about, I put in. And it gave me seven things.
I'm getting so enough.
I swear to God, it's like a brief. There's no dirt here. It's just general things to talk to you about. But that's just the robot.
Clelia has walked around to Ray's microphone and manhandled his laptop.
Nobody's listening.
No. Isn't that amazing? So it's just like talking points, like chatty talking, like a brief, like an interview brief.
But you could apply that to any human.
Well, not any human has been in Fair City for 20-odd years.
Oh, there's been loads of them, yeah.
in fairness. So tell us about Bella. The role of Bella, you loved it, I suppose.
I love playing Bella, yeah. The last 23 years, yeah.
Hang on, let me see. What have I got here? Dancing with the Stars. What was it like to learn new dance styles and perform in front of a live audience?
I was terrifying.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but I wasn't really in Dance with the Stars. I was in Dance with the Czars because my dance partner was really serious.
Really?
Yeah, it was a bit...
They do, but the pros do take it quite seriously because this is their thing.
Job. Yeah. Yeah. But it's not just a dancing competition. It's a personality and having the crack competition.
Uh-huh.
And it's who's, you know, it's not about really who's the best dancer going in. It's who's kind of done the best coming out. Does that make sense?
No, wait.
Well, you can go in, and if you don't get any better at what you were doing, if you're really good at doing a tango at week one, there's no competition in watching somebody still being brilliant. It's the journey.
Oh, I suppose.
It's the journey, do you know what I mean?
Who won it? Was it Mairead or won it?
Mairead was the rightful winner.
She was dreadful. Oh, she's just a toxic personality as well.
She's great.
Watching, you'll have to do another
apology. Again, people are going to have to do another apology.
I get the robot to say sorry to her.
I'm going to say she's a great young one. And she was the right winner. I kept looking over to her going, go on, sexy fish. You can do it.
Sexy fish. Yeah, she's a very attractive. As fishes go.
There was the other side of it. I kept looking over to Peter Stringer going, well, if he can do this.
Yeah, fair enough.
She's a rugby player.
Yeah.
At least I have some sort of...
And you got to... Was it the semi-final you were in?
I got to quarter-finals.
Quarter-finals, yeah. Amazing.
We did... I was emceeing the Irish Times Theatre Awards the other night.
Right.
And we had a little gag in that... That I was, we're doing this kind of the guy because the Theatre Awards because you're talking to like the industry of actors, and they were doing a pilot exchange scheme between RTE and This Is Pop Baby because Panty Bliss would be one of their main artists.
Uh-huh.
So we were kind of saying, making the gag along the lines of that, you know, we've done a pilot exchange scheme. I got a part in Conversations After Sex and Dancy, and Panty went on Dancing with the Stars, where we were both eliminated in the quarterfinal.
Right.
Coincidence?
I think not.
I wonder. Both robbed.
Come here. You're a woman.
I am. Yes.
Are you getting the Late Late Show?
Do you know what?
Mm.
I am.
There it is.
There it is.
The big
Kenny
reveal.
Murphy.
We got it.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thanks
on
so much
gig.
For being practicing for the last 3 weeks. Yeah.
And how's it going? Going well?
It's going great. Yeah.
Flying it. Yeah.
Flying
You've got the tour.
I can do happy and I can do sad.
I'm a mix the whole lot. Spinning plates. Aside from the tour, can we talk about them? Are you doing a movie?
I'm filming a film at the moment, but it's a murder mystery. I'm down in Wicklow, but I can't really say too much about it because I haven't been approved to say anything about it. Just
okay. That's fine. I won't pressure you. Okay, that's fine. When you're plugging that, come back into
us. I'll come in and plug it again. Yes,
will you stay for a minute? I want to play a song and I want to do more messing with the robot.
Do you want me to, like, is it like dancing? Do I have to dance?
Yes, you
dance
do.
Monkey.
Yeah, we should be dancing. We'll be dancing. We're going to do some radio dancing in a minute. And JP's going to describe how we're dancing.
Lovely, yeah.
And then one of us will get a glitter ball at the end of it. One of us gets the Late Late Show at the end of it.
I'd rather cash.
The Late Late Show cash.
My trophies are great and all the rest of it.
Like the money.
How can you pay your mortgage on the
Come on, I'll play George and Michael. This is Fast Love. More with Clelia after this on Today FM. Michael and Fast Love. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
And joining us in studio,
Celia Murphy.
It's Celia, everybody. Star of stage and screen. Fair City's finest ever.
Yeah.
How long have you gone from Fair City now?
5 years.
Was it just before lockdown or before COVID?
I left in 2017, just the end of 2017.
So
yeah.
A couple of years you were out and you were gone. And you were on Doctors as well, weren't you?
I did Doctors. I'm working over with Sally Lindsay on Madame Blanc. Just finished working with Jane Seymour on Harry Wilde.
Oh.
Uh-huh. They're both crackers. When you come across women who just really support other women, it's great.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, oh, totally. I totally agree. Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Ray's all about the sisterhood. He's all about the sisterhood. I'm an ally.
You'd give me a regular gig here.
I'm an ally.
Every Thursday. I'd come in. Are you really an ally?
He's a champion.
Are you a champion of women's, are you?
Yes,
he
is, yeah.
Come here, leaving Fair City after so long. I wasn't supposed to continue the interview.
Sorry.
Leaving Fair City after so long, though.
Yeah.
And what did you say, 22 years?
22 years.
You were jumping off at a point of, because you've mentioned all the things you've been in since.
Yeah.
You were jumping off at a point that you knew you were going to get work. Were you worried?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
No, 100% not. 100% not. It just got to the point where I felt like I wasn't learning. I felt like I was doing the same tricks all the time. I felt like I wasn't happy.
But is that not what a job is? Because we're not learning anything here. We're just coming in and getting the paycheck.
Yeah, but we're enjoying ourselves.
Oh, you weren't enjoying it anymore.
It got to the point where I probably wasn't enjoying it.
Okay,
that I wasn't getting the joy out of it that I should have been getting.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of, and it took me from 2014 to kind of decide, am I staying, am I going? Am I staying? Claudia had left. My pals had left. Like, Kira O'Callaghan had left. Do you know what I mean? People that I love, Rachel Sarah Murphy left. So I was kind of going, am I overstaying my welcome here? What more? And I had so much. I look at my CV and I was kind of going, that's only one line. Is it enough now? Celia, have you done enough?
Oh, that's fair enough, yeah.
So I was looking at going, I need to branch out. And I got to a point where I was getting other work, but a Fair City schedule would stop me from actually doing the other work.
Because it's full on, yeah.
No, it wasn't full on. No, 100%. I should have been able to do the other work, but there was just a day clash here. It happens, you know. So I thought to myself, right, I need to make the jump and then put myself out there, feel the fear and do it anyway.
And you did?
I did. When I studied for 2018, I went off and I did a few bits and pieces. I worked with Fish Amble, I worked with Theatre Love, and I kind of retrained. And then when Dancing with the Stars came along, they had actually asked me every year, and I just said, oh no, I'm not going to make a show of myself. And then I was in the car with Claudia and she said, I'm making a show of yourself for a long time. Would you not just do Dancing with the Stars and learn this? We had something else to learn this year.
This is Claudia Carroll you're talking about.
Yeah.
One of the sweetest people, one of the sweetest humans in the world.
Genuinely the nicest.
It's ridiculous.
Person on the planet.
And
yeah.
Nicola was such a witch on Fair City.
We used to giggle. It was like the enemy of my enemy, my friend.
Come here. I've been on ChatGPT all day.
I have to Google this.
This is amazing. I've started paying for it. It's $20 a month for it, right? And what you can do
oh
is
my God.
what I put in on it. You can put anything in and you can and just hit refresh and it'll put something else in. What I put in for us was Where's the line? Sorry, what did I say? Oh, right, okay. So there are three. Write a scene. Write a short scene. What did I say?
It's at the top of your script.
It's at the top
of the script. Oh, it's on my script,
like,
is it?
I can even see it here.
Oh, sorry. Write a short script for a comedic soap opera with three characters.
These are funny, are you?
A female called Niamh, her husband Paul, and her secret lover Raimondo.
Now, hold on. Can I point something out here? This is a bit sick.
Okay.
Raimondo was actually. Are you going?
Oh, there is Mondo.
Mondo.
I forgot. I'm Ray, you see, so I was going for me.
Okay, so you're another Raimondo.
I'm Raimondo. And I think.
You're a Raimondo de.
From reading what the chat. This is, by the way, from the robot.
Yeah.
What the robot has printed out, it seems that I have an accent as well. Like I might be a Latin lover.
Okay, well, that's good, because Raimondo would have been my brother in law. So he married my sister.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. Yeah,
that's a bit weird. Now.
Yeah,
that's on the list.
Also, George is probably going to be listening. He's going, hang on, I could have done that role.
Yeah,
I could have come in.
You're taking work off actors.
This
How
is
are you
it.
Feeling about yourself now?
Equity.
I support women and actors. Hi, my name is Ray Foley.
I'm an ally. Right, come on, let's do this. Come on, here we go. And also, the scene should be set in a radio station on a Wednesday. It says
perfect,
here
perfect.
On a Wednesday. Yeah.
Now this is all from ChatGPT.
And I haven't read this either, by the way.
And it just spat it out. This is mind blowing.
Okay, right.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, Celia?
Yeah, ready to go.
Scene, a radio station studio. Niamh is sitting at the mic while Paul is pacing nervously behind her. Raimondo enters.
I'm Paul, am I?
Yeah, okay. I'm Raimondo, yeah.
And you're Niamh. Okay.
And I'm Niamh. Good morning, listeners. You've tuned into Love Frequency, where we talk all things love and relationships. Today we have a special guest with us, my loving husband, Paul.
Jeez, you better not embarrass me on air again, Niamh.
Relax, honey. I'll only reveal your secret crush on Britney Spears if you misbehave.
Oh, fine. Can we just get this over with? Excuse me, Niamh. I think we need to talk.
Raimondo, what are you doing here?
I heard my favorite radio host was in town and I thought I'd pay a visit.
Wait, who's this guy?
Nobody, just a fan.
Don't forget our plans for tonight, mi amor.
It actually says mi amor in the script.
Yeah, but hold on. And it's giving me directions here as well.
Whispers back.
I won't.
Excuse me, plans?
Oh, just some work stuff. Anyway, let's continue with the show. Today's topic is how to keep the spark alive in a marriage.
Not classically trained. Oh, this should be good.
So, Paul, what do you do to keep our marriage exciting?
Well, for starters, I don't have a secret lover on the side.
Excuse me?
Oh, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I think I'll see myself out.
Paul, how could you? I trusted you.
Relax, Niamh. I was just kidding. You really need to work on your poker face.
That's it. I'm done with this show and I'm done with you.
See you at home, honey.
Niamh storms out of the studio, leaving Paul and Raimondo behind.
Well, that went better than expected.
Are you insane? Your wife just found out about us.
She'll get over it. It's not like I'm the only one with a secret lover.
What? Who else?
Don't worry about it, Raimondo. It's our little secret.
The two men laugh as the scene fades to black. So is it that we're actually having the affair after all?
That's what ChatGPT
says. So I've been having an affair with her and with you.
You're a busy man.
I'm a busy man, I tell you what.
I'm a bit cold after that now. I just feel a bit kind of...
It's a bit smutty.
Dirty.
It was smutty, yeah.
I enjoy a bit of smut. I'm not going to... But that's just... I think they could have done better.
It's a robot, though. I mean, in fairness. That was pretty good.
Wasn't it?
I've been messing with it all day. ChatGPT is worth having a look at.
But you have to pay for it, so it's 20 quid. Is that what you're saying to me?
There's a free version of it you can do. You can guess, buddy. You can pay for it 20 quid a month. Thank you so much for doing that.
Listen.
You drop the invoice in, equity rates.
Oh, yeah.
And you just sort it out with
JP.
I'll
just keep lurking around the building waiting to get a job.
Look, it worked for us. That's why we're here. Conversations after sex. It's going to be all around the country. From when?
The 16th of April we start the project, so start up the road now. But I think there's like a handful. If there's any tickets left for Dublin, it's a miracle. So get yours our tickets quick.
Conversations after sex. Clelia Murphy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you again next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Perfect. See you then. Clelia Murphy, legend. Right, stay here. We're making that call in the cash machine in just a couple of minutes. Answer your phone. Down Crows at FM. country?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's countrified.
Yeah. You like to be countrified? Go for a go-loud country hits. Your country music back-to-back. Download the Today FM app. Go-loud country hits. It's our country station. Now, now, now. So much love for Clelia Murphy. Clelia. Someone said I was mispronouncing Clelia.
Yeah, I think listener Deirdre was saying it's Cecilia, but Deirdre's
it's not Celia, no, it's Clelia. Her name, the woman's name is Clelia. She knows her name herself. It's Clelia.
No way.
All right, thousands of euro on the line. Let's rock and indeed roll. Today FM. Alan texted about our chat GPT as well. He said, so everybody was having an affair with everybody. I feel like they could come to an arrangement where nobody gets upset from Alan.
True.
So actually, really, they should have... They were in the middle of a conversation on the radio. If only they'd had a conversation with each other.
Very much a throuple, actually, yeah.
Is that what the word is for it? I was unaware. Over 50,000 euro on the line this afternoon. Answer within five rings. Give us the exact total and the money is all yours. Barry's making that call for us. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, you're welcome.
One ring. Two rings.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
I can, of course, Barry. How are you?
I'm doing all right, but not as good as you're going to be doing over the next couple of minutes, I suspect. Who are we talking to?
It's Kira.
Kira, how's it going?
I'm great, Barry. How are you keeping?
I am awesome, Kira. Thank you for asking. Where are you?
I'm actually in Adair, County Limerick.
And what are you doing in Limerick?
I work in Riva Spa in Adair.
Okay, so if you celebrate in moments from now, if you win the money this afternoon on the cash machine, you can go in and celebrate and relax.
Oh, absolutely.
And what do you do there?
I'm one of the spa managers here in the spa. There is my boss and one of the other managers actually here in front of me.
Oh, the boss is always awkward. Tell me this, Kira, what inspired you to enter for the cash machine?
I've been entering it, I think, for possibly the last year, waiting to win it.
When did you enter?
I literally entered, I think, about 5 to 3. And normally I'm entering in the morning, but I literally entered at 5 to 3.
I love when people say that, Kira, because it makes me confident that you are going to have the correct cash amount written down for me somewhere. Where is it written down? Is it in the phone or what did you do?
I have it on my phone, yeah.
Okay, what does it say on your phone, Kira?
So I have €50,439.71.
Congratulations! I'm the Kira!
Oh my God!
The moment you never thought would happen has finally happened, Kira. Congratulations!
Oh my God, I actually can't believe it!
What are your plans?
I don't know, I can't even think. I've holidays coming up and I treat my girls and we're probably going to go straight to the bar to work.
€50,439.71 from the cash machine, Kira. Well done.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount and we could be calling you.
Today FM's cash machine.
Come on, pints. Pints are on Kira. Milky bars are on Kira. Congratulations, a lovely winner. And it could be you tomorrow. Turn on Matt after 4:30 for a new total. Cyrus and Flowers, this is Today FM where we play the music you love. Now,
here's today's fun fact.
It's time for today's fun fact. It's a fact that's fun.
It's time for a fun fact.
We don't do it every day, but on the days we do it, we guarantee fun will be involved.
Let's fun fact your face.
Who's going first?
I can go first if you'd like. Mm-hmm. And just to prove that people are really jumping aboard the fun fact train.
The fun fact bandwagon.
Yeah.
The fact wagon.
Excuse me?
The fact wagon.
Oh, okay. Chris in Tipperary, he's been in touch. He's actually donated a fun fact train.
Your fun fact donations can be sent directly to jp@todayfm.com. That's our show email address, by the way.
Give me that email address again, right?
jp@todayfm.com.
Cheers. Chris says, guys, your earlobes and your nipples are in line. They sit directly on top of each other. Your nipples and your earlobes are in line.
Is this a joke? Is this just to get everyone to check their nipples and their earlobes?
Check it out. Where are your earlobes? They're right there.
I've got my headphones on, but...
Yeah, draw a line.
Maybe you've got a narrow head.
or a wide chest.
Have your nipples moved east-west, Ray? Well, hang on. Let me draw a line and you tell me, because I can't
You know
see.
Well. You are well aware that I suffer from the crippling, debilitating condition of nipple drift.
Raising awareness hashtag. Yep.
And you're using fun fact. That's not a fun. That's not fun at all.
Chris, let's fun fact your face
and your nipples.
It's Chris and Tipperary set that in.
Chris, how dare you?
Are mine in line? I'll take off my headphones.
Yeah, oh, that's Jesus. Feedback.
No,
mine they are broadly in line.
Mostly,
my lobes are well within the nipple radius. But I'll get them back. I'll bring them back again. I'm going to a trainer 3 times a week. And do you want my fun fact?
Yes, please.
Mine is.
You're making a noise.
Do you want to hear it? It's the ingressive yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is, the second one.
Well, it's the conversational thing, yeah.
We do it in Ireland. We go,
Joe Duffy does that.
go on, yeah. Yeah, your nipples, yeah, they're too far apart, yeah. You can park a bus between those two nipples, I tell you. Go on, your nipples, come on. It's called the ingressive yaw. The ingressive yeah. Essentially, it's when you breathe in as you pronounce a word. Ingressive sounds are very common and we use them a lot in Ireland. But why? Because of the Vikings.
Right.
Historically, Ireland was... sorry. Yeah, sorry, Joe. Ireland was regularly raided by Vikings and they established settlements in Dublin and along the coasts of Ireland, as well as intermarrying with local warlords and chieftains to forge alliances. In Dublin alone, there's a number of streets and lanes that carry Nordic names. So not only is common in Scandinavian languages, go on, the ingressive affirmative, to give it the full technical term, go on, it's a very common with Newfoundlanders and the Maritimes of Canada. Because again, the Vikings, go on, Joe.
It's more of a fun essay, that, wasn't it?
Well, it was still a fact, like. That. So the reason that we say is because the Vikings brought it here all those years ago. Go on. Go on, Joe. I know, Joe.
Fun facts on Today FM.
We're going to dance.
It's fun facts. We'll do it again next week. If you've got any fun facts for us, go on. It's JP at todayfm.com. Go on, yeah. Ridiculous Joe. Joe is a disgrace. Ron there talking about their nipples. Go on. Their nipples, is it? Yeah. What were they saying about their nipples? Martin's over there, Martin. What were they saying about their nipples? Joe was a disgrace, Joe. We're on talking about it. They were saying that their earlobes matched their nipples, Joe. And it was a disgrace. I'm disgusted. I'm writing off. Go on.
Your nipples.
This is Today FM, by the way. Play the music you love. Yeah, go on.
Just to be clear, your nipples are in line with your earlobes. If you draw a vertical line between your ears and your nipples.
Lots of people disagreeing with that, by the way. And lots of people, thankfully, checking around the nation. If you're checking, only check once it's safe to do so. Don't do it while driving or operating a forklift. Deirdre's over there, Deirdre.
Ray, does that mean that every time I turn my head, my nipples should turn also and follow?
Yes, Deirdre, I love it.
Deirdre, do you mean just the nipples?
see, Deirdre is joking. And it's amazing. It's amazing, Deirdre. No, Deirdre, see, your upper body turns as a full unit, okay? He's gone. We're in trouble here. Matt, we might be 10 minutes late.
Everything else stays in situ, but when you turn...
The nipples drift, yeah.
They go into the front of the nose.
because my nipples are stationary and I'm a bit worried after that text.
Well, thank you for, do you know what, thank you so much for checking. We do appreciate your involvement, your engagement on the broadcast this afternoon. Mimi Webb on Today FM. Atlantis, David Guetta, Little Mix, Heartbreak Anthem. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. And when's Electric Picnic? It would be September, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any lineup details yet, or is it just like
great bands?
Great bands. You can go see great bands at Electric Picnic 2023. We're giving away weekend tickets for EP 2023 all across Easter weekend. We're putting you in charge of the music on Today FM, starting on Good Friday, counting down the top 500 songs of all time as voted by you. If you want to vote, get onto todayfm.com now and listen in from Good Friday as we count down the top 500. And tickets for EP up for grabs. There's so much you didn't get to do on the show today. Big plans. We were once again failed to deliver. We didn't get to do Delight Our Way to Enjoy Chocolate, where Groove is in the Heart Group. Delight. Tell us they were the brains behind the Malteser slogan, Delight Our Way to Enjoy Chocolate. We didn't get to do Fun Facts, where we unveil a new feature for the show where we have fun with the office fax machine. Yep. It's covered in dust. It hasn't been used in years. And we didn't get to do Johnny Logan Roy, where Eurovision hero Johnny Logan tells us why Succession's Logan Roy is his favourite TV character. Compelling drama. We're on tomorrow from 2 of Great News.
Yep.
Matt's next. Yes. Ray Foley.